The next word is leg. U-M-Y-A-N-Y-A-B-O-L-I-T-A. Lugga. Lugga. This sentence means, my leg hurts. The word for leg, lugga. Lugga, is feminine, and it is singular, meaning one leg. The verb, bite. Bolit means hurts. Here are some useful variations of the word. Lugga. Lugga. Logi. Logi, plural, meaning legs. Levi. Levi, left. Pravi. Pravi, right. Example. U-M-Y-A-N-Y-A-B-O-L-Y-A-T-A. Logi. Logi. This means, my legs hurt. Key concepts. Russian nouns are always gendered. In this case, feminine Russian nouns have singular and plural forms. The noun lugga. Lugga is an important word to know. Pronunciation. Lugga. Lugga, the G is pronounced like the G in go, and the at the end is pronounced like the in father. But bolit, the O is pronounced like the O in hot. English translation. Lugga. Lugga, leg. Bite. Bolit, hurts. The next word is sentence. The word, sentence, in Russian is предложение. Pronounced предложение. The ending ye is unstressed, and the emphasis is on the first syllable. Pre. The word предложение can also mean proposal or offer. The context will usually make it clear which meaning is intended. Here is an example sentence. Это предложение очень интересное. Pronounced это предложение очень интересное. Breakdown. Это. Это. This. Предложение. Предложение, sentence slash proposal slash offer. Очень. Очень, very. Интересное. Интересное, interesting. Translation, this sentence is very interesting. Key concept. The word order in Russian is more flexible than in English. You can move the words around to emphasize different parts of the sentence. For example, you could also say, очень интересное предложение это. Очень интересное предложение это. Sentence. Предложение. Предложение, sentence pronunciation. Предложение. The next word is print. The word, print, can be used in Russian in a few ways, depending on the context. Let's look at one example. Sentence. Он печатает книгу на принтере. Breakdown. Он. He. This is the nominative case of the pronoun, he. The nominative case is used for the subject of a sentence. Pronounced. Own. Печатает. Prints. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb. Печатает. To print. The te is pronounced like the t in table, but the a is pronounced as in father. The final ye is not pronounced. Книгу. Book. This is the accusative case of the noun. Книга. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. This noun has the feminine gender, and the ending changes in different cases. Pronounced. Книгу. The indicates a soft G sound. N. On. This is a preposition. Pronounced. Na. Printer. Printer. This is the prepositional case of the noun. Printer. Pronounced. Printer. English translation. He is printing a book on the printer. Key concepts. The verb. Ichatat. To print can also be used in the past tense, for example. Ichata. Printed, the future tense, for example. Budit ichatat. Will print, and in other forms. The noun. Printer. Printer is masculine and is used in the prepositional case in this example. The Russian word. Ichatat. To print is used when talking about physical printing, for example, using a printer. For other kinds of printing, such as printing a design on fabric, you would use a different verb. Variations. Anapichatayit pismo. She is printing a letter. Mupichatayi photography. We printed photos. Pronunciation guide for Russian words. A. Like the A in father. Yeah. Like the E in bed. I. Like the E in sea. O. Like the O in lot. U. Like the U in moon. U. Like the Y in fly. Yeah. Like the y in yard. English translation. Print. Russian translation. Pichat. Pronounced. Pichat. The next word is progress. The Russian word for progress is progress. Pronounced. Progress. Here is an example of how to use the word in a sentence. На последние 10 лет в России был значительный прогресс в области технологий. На последние 10 лет. На последние 10 лет, in the last 10 years. В России. В России, in Russia. Был. Mile, was. Значительный. Значительный, significant. Progress. Progress, progress. В области. В области, in the area of. Технологии. Technology, technologies. This sentence translates to. In the last 10 years, there has been significant progress in the field of technology in Russia. This sentence is in the past tense, and the subject is progress. Progress. Key concepts. Progress. Progress is a masculine noun. When talking about progress in a specific area, you can use the preposition в области. In the area of pronunciation. Progress. 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 The stress is on the second syllable. The E at the end of the word is silent. Значительный. Significant. Значительный. The stress is on the third syllable. The Y at the end of the word is silent. Технологии. Technologies. Technology. The stress is on the second syllable. The I at the end of the word is silent. Variations of progress. Progress. Progressively. Progressive. Progressive NY. Progressive. To progress. Progressive robot. Remember, practice makes perfect. The next word is truth. The word truth in Russian is pravda. Pronounced pravida. Here is a sentence using the word pravda. Всегда. Важна. Pravda. Visegda. Vajna. Breakdown. Pravda. Pravda. Truth. This word is feminine, so it takes the feminine ending, Notice the, sound at the end of the word. Всегда. Visegda. Always. This is an adverb. Важна. Важна. Important. This is an adjective in the feminine form, agreeing with the noun. Правда. Notice that it ends with an, to agree with the feminine noun. Translation. Truth is always important. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns are either masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the endings of adjectives and other words that modify the noun. Adjectives. Adjectives in Russian agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. This means that the ending of the adjective will change depending on the noun it describes. Variations of truth. Pravdivy. Pravdivij. Truthful, masculine. Pravdivaya. Pravdivaya. Truthful, feminine. Pravdivaya. Pravdivo. Truthful, neuter. Pronunciation. Pravda. Pravida, the V is very soft. Всегда. Visegda, the G is soft. Важна. Важна, the ZH is a soft J sound. The next word is nobody. Here's a Russian sentence using the word nobody. Sentence. Никто не пришел на встречу. Breakdown. Никто. Pronounced. Никто. This is the subject of the sentence, and it means nobody in Russian. It's important to note that nobody in Russian is one word, not two like in English. Не. Pronounced. Ни. This is the negative particle. It is placed before the verb to make it negative. Пришёл. Pronounced. Пришёл. This is the past tense, masculine, singular form of the verb, to come. Приходит. Приходит. На. Pronounced. На. This is a preposition meaning on or to. It's used here to mean to the meeting. Встречу. Pronounced. Встречу. This is the accusative form of the noun. Встреча. Pronounced. Встреча, which means meeting. Translation. Nobody came to the meeting. Variations. You can change the gender of the verb to match the gender of the person who didn't come, for example. Никто не пришла. Pronounced. Пришла, if it was a woman who didn't come. You can change the tense of the verb to reflect a different time, for example. Никто не придёт. Pronounced. Придёт, nobody will come. Pronunciation notes. The O in никто and пришёл is pronounced like the O in the English word hot. The E in не and встречу is pronounced like the E in the English word bed. English. Nobody Russian. Никто. Никто. The next word is examine. The professor carefully examines the student's essay. Профессор внимательно изучает эссе студента. Breakdown. Профессор. Professor, pronounced like professor. Внимательно. Carefully, pronounced like vnimatelno. Изучает. examined, pronounced like, Izuchayet. Essay. Essay, pronounced like, essay. Studenta. Student, pronounced like, studenta. This sentence uses the verb, Izuchat. To examine, to study, in the present tense. The verb is conjugated according to the subject, which in this case is the masculine singular noun. Professor. The conjugation is izuchayit. Key concept. Russian verbs are conjugated according to the person, number, and gender of the subject. Variations. Izuchayu. I examine, pronounced like, izuchayu. Izuchayish. You examine, pronounced like, izuchayes. Izuchayit. He slash she slash it examines, pronounced like, izuchayet. Izuchayim. We examine, pronounced like, izucharem. Izuchayiti. You examine, plural, pronounced like, izuchayit. Izuchayut. They examine, pronounced like, izuchayut. Translation. Professor. Professor. Vnimatina. Carefully. Izuchayit. Examines. Essay. Essay. Studenta. Students. The next word is lay. The word, lay, in English can have multiple meanings, and grammatical functions. Let's focus on one of its most common meanings. To place something down. Here's a Russian sentence using, lay, in this sense. Он положил книгу на стол. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, subject of the sentence. Он. Pronounced like, own. Положил. Laid, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Положил. Pronounced like, положил. Книгу. Book, noun, accusative case, object of the verb. Книгу. Pronounced like, книгу. На. On, preposition. На. Pronounced like, na. Stol. Table, noun, accusative case, object of the preposition. Stol. Pronounced like, santol. Translation. He laid the book on the table. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb. Положить. Положить. To lay, changes its form depending on the subject, and tense. Here, it's in the past tense, masculine singular form. Accusative case. The nouns. Книгу. Book, and. Стол. Table, are in the accusative case, because they are direct objects of the verb, and preposition, respectively. Variations. Present tense. Он кладет книгу на стол. He is laying the book on the table. Кладет. Lays, plural subject. Они положили книги на стол. They laid the books on the table. Они. They. Положили. Laid, plural. Memorization tip. Think of. Положить. As, to place, or, to put, something down. It's a versatile verb, so practicing its different forms will help you master it. English and Russian translations. Lay. Last. K last. Laid. Положу. Положил. Book. Книга. Книгу. On. На. На. Table. Stol. Santol. The next word is speed. The train was moving at a high. Скорость. High, скорость, high. Breakdown. Скорость. skorost. High is the noun for speed. It's a feminine noun, so you need to use the feminine form of the adjective high, which is high. Vysokaya. Vysokaya. The sentence is in the past tense, using the verb was moving, which is dvigasa. Dvigalsya. It is the masculine past tense form of the verb dvigatsa. Dvigatsya. The sentence is in the nominative case since skorost. High, skorost, high, is the subject. Key concepts. Nouns in Russian have genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter. Russian adjectives change their ending depending on the gender of the noun they modify. Verbs in Russian change their ending depending on the tense and the subject. Pronunciation. Skorost. Skorost. High. The O in high, skorost. High, skorost, high, is similar to the O in hot, and the C is pronounced like the S in speed. Vysokaya. Vysokaya. The O sounds like the O in hot, and the Y is pronounced like the Y in yes. Dvigasa. Dvigalsya. Colon, the G is pronounced like the G in go and the A in dvigasa. Dvigalsya is pronounced like the A in father. English to Russian. Speed. Skorost. High, skorost, high, high. Vysokaya. Vysokaya. Was moving. Dvigasa. Dvigalsya. The next word is politics. Politika. Politika. Pishwa stress L small cap IT small cap IKS. Sentence. Politika. Ivlaitsa. Vajnum. Аспектом. Жизни. Любого. Общества. Политика. Явлиться. Важным. Аспектом. Жизни. Любого. Общества. Breakdown. Politika. Politika. Пишва stress L small cap IT small cap IKS. Politics. This is the noun form of the word politics. Ивляется. Является. Y schwa V stress L Y E T symbol 361 S schwa is. This is a form of the verb to be in the present tense. Важным. Важным. Stress V letter 251 HN small cap IM. Important. This is an adjective meaning important. Аспектом. Аспектом. Stress ASPECT SHWARM. Aspect. This is a noun meaning a particular part or feature of something. Жизни. Жизни. Stress a small cap IZNI, life. This is a noun meaning the state of being alive. Любого. Любого. Stress L letter 28A, B schwa letter 261O letter 28A, any. This is a pronoun meaning anyone. Общество. Общество. Stress open or PH small cap ISTV schwa, society. This is a noun meaning a group of people living together in an organized way. meaning. Politics is an important aspect of life in any society. Key concepts. Nouns. Politica. Politics. Aspectum. Aspect. Жизни. Life. Общество. Society. Adjective. Важным. Important. Pronoun. Любого. Any. Verb. Является. Is. Variations. Политический. Политические. P schwa stress L small cap I T small cap I K schwa L. Political. This is an adjective related to the word politics. Политики. Политики. P schwa stress L small cap I T small cap I K S. Politicians. This is a noun referring to people who are involved in politics. Pronunciation. Politика. Politика. P schwa stress L small cap I T small cap I K S. Является. Является. Y schwa V stress L Y E T symbol 361 S schwa. Важным. Важным. Stress V letter 251 S N small cap I M. Aspectum. Aspectum. Stress E-S-P-E-K-T schwa M. Жизни. Жизни. Stress S small cap I-Z-N-I. Любого. Любого. Stress L letter 28A B schwa letter 261 O letter 28A. Общество. Общество. Stress open or PS small cap ISTV schwa. The next word is reply. Let's begin. I am excited to help you learn Russian. Tell me a word, and I will craft a Russian sentence for you using it. I will explain the grammar, meaning, variations and pronunciation of the word as well. I will ensure the sentence is ready to be translated using eSpeak. The next word is noun. The word, noun, can be used as an adverb, preposition, adjective, or noun. Here is an example sentence using noun as an adverb. Он спустился вниз по лестнице. Breakdown. Он. Он. He. Спустился. Спустился. Past tense of the verb, to go down. Вниз. Вниз. Down, adverb. По. По. Along, down, preposition. Лестницы. Лестницы. Stairs, feminine, singular. Translation. He went down the stairs. Key concepts. The verb. Спустился. Is in the past tense, masculine singular form. This form is used when the subject of the sentence is a masculine noun. The adverb. Вниз. Modifies the verb. Спустился. Indicating the direction of the action. The preposition. По. Connects the verb. Спустился. With the noun. Лестницы. Indicating that the action of going down takes place along the stairs. Pronunciation guide. Он. Он. Pronounced like own. Спустился. Спустился. Pronounced like спустился. Вниз. Вниз. Pronounced like Viennese. По. По. Pronounced like по. Лестницы. Лестницы. Pronounced like, lest need say. Variations. Spuskatsa. Spuskatsia. To go down, verb. Vis. Veen is. Down, adverb. Po. Po. Along, down, preposition. Listnitsa. Lestnitsa. Stairs, feminine, singular. English, down Russian. Vnis. Veen is. The next word is display. The word, display, can be used in Russian in a few different ways. Here is an example. Sentence. Vemuzeyeye. Vistavlyaitsa. Экспозиция. Старинных. Икон. Выставляется. Экспозиция. Старинник. Icon. The music. Breakdown. Выставляется. Выставляется. This is the third person singular present tense of the passive verb. Выставлять. Выставлять. It means, is being displayed. The stress is on the second syllable. Выставляется. Экспозиция. Экспозиция. This is a noun that means, exhibition, or, display. The stress is on the third syllable, экспозиция. Старинных. Старинник. This is the genitive plural form of the adjective. Старинный. Старинный. Meaning, ancient, or, old. The stress is on the second syllable, старинник. Икон. Icon. This is the genitive plural form of the noun. Икона. Икона. Meaning, icon. The stress is on the first syllable, икон. Музеи. The музей. This means, in the museum. The stress is on the first syllable, the музея. Translation. An exhibition of ancient icons is being displayed at the museum. Helpful tips. The passive voice is frequently used in Russian when talking about displays or exhibitions. The word выставка. Выставка. Is a common noun for exhibition or display. The word экспонат. Экспонат. Means, exhibit, and is the noun for a single item on display. English translation. Display. Выставлять. Выставлять. Выставлять, display. Экспозиция. 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 The next word is transfer. The English word, transfer, has several meanings in Russian, depending on the context. Here are a few examples. 1. Transfer of an object or information. Sentence. Студент перевёл статью с английского на русский язык. Breakdown. Студент. Student, pronounced like student. Перевёл. Past tense masculine singular of the verb, to transfer, pronounced like, перевёл. Статью. Article, pronounced like, статью. С. From, pronounced like, s. Английского. English, pronounced like, английского. Go. На. То, pronounced like, на. Русский. Russian, pronounced like, русский. Язык. Language, pronounced like, язык. Meaning, the student transferred the article from English to Russian. Key concept. This sentence illustrates the use of the verb. перевести. To transfer, which can be used to describe the transfer of objects, information, or even people. 2. Transfer of a person. Sentence. Она перешла на новую работу. Breakdown. Она. She, pronounced like, она. Перешла. Past tense feminine singular of the verb, to transfer, pronounced like, перешла. На. To, pronounced like, на. Новую. New, pronounced like, новую. Работу. Work, pronounced like, работу. Meaning, she transferred to a new job. Key concept. This sentence uses the verb. Перейти. To transfer, which is used to describe the transfer of a person from one place, position, or situation to another. 3. Transfer of money. Sentence. Он перевел деньги на счет своей матери. Breakdown. Он. He, pronounced like, on. Перевел. Past tense masculine singular of the verb, to transfer, pronounced like, перевел. Деньги. Money, pronounced like, деньги. На. To, pronounced like, на. Shirt. Account, pronounced like, sh child. Своей. His or her, pronounced like, svoi. Матери. Mother, pronounced like, матери. Meaning, he transferred the money to his mother's account. Key concept. This sentence uses the verb. Перевести. To transfer, to describe the transfer of money. Variations. The verb. Перевести. To transfer, is a versatile verb that can be used in various contexts. It can be conjugated in different tenses and aspects, and it can be used with different prepositions to convey different meanings. Pronunciation. Перевести. Pronounced like, перевести. Translation. Transfer. Перевести. Перевести. Remember, practicing the pronunciation and understanding the grammar and context will help you master the Russian language. The next word is perfect. This is a very useful word in Russian, as it can be used in a variety of contexts. Sentence. Это картина. Это. Картина. Идеально. Идеально. Breakdown. Это. Это, this, feminine nominative singular, this word refers to the feminine noun. Картина. Picture. Картина. Картина, picture, feminine nominative singular, note that the ending. А. Indicates that the noun is feminine. Идеально. Идеально, perfect, feminine nominative singular, this word is an adjective, so it must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun it modifies. It agrees with the noun. Картина. Which is feminine, singular, and nominative. Идеально. Идеально, this word is the predicate of the sentence. Translation. This picture is perfect. Key concept. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the nouns they modify. Variations. Идеальный. Идеальный, perfect, masculine nominative singular. Идеальный. Идеально, perfect, neuter nominative singular. Идеальный. Идеальный, perfect, plural nominative. Идеально. Идеально, perfect, neuter nominative singular, often used as an adverb. Pronunciation hints. The letter ya yar. Sounds like the yar in yard. The letter yeah. Yeah. At the end of a word sounds like the y in yes when it is unstressed. The letter a. A. At the end of a word sounds like the in father. English. Perfect / stressed e reversed open air lengthened rf small cap ikt / Russian. Idealnui. Idealnai. The next word is slightly. The word, slightly, in Russian can be translated as немного. Немного. This word means, a little, or, a bit, and is often used to indicate a small degree, or amount. It is also used to describe something that is not completely, or fully something else. Example sentence. Эта книга немного скучная. Эта книга немного скучная. Breakdown. Это. Эта, this, feminine, singular. Книга. Книга, book. Немного. Немного, slightly, a little. Скучная. Скучная, boring, feminine, singular. Translation. This book is slightly boring. Pronunciation. Немного. Немного, name N-O-H-G-A, the O, at the end is very short, and almost silent. Variations. Немножко. Немного, also means, a little, or, slightly, but is slightly more informal than. Немного. Немного. Чуть, чуть. Чут, чут. Means, a tiny bit, or, very slightly, and is used for extremely small degrees. Key concepts. The word. Немного. Немного, is an adverb, and can modify adjectives, verbs, or other adverbs. It is often used with adjectives to indicate a degree of quality, for example. Немного красивая. Немного красивая, slightly beautiful. It can also be used with verbs to indicate a small amount of action, for example. Я немного устал. Я немного устал, I'm slightly tired. English. Slightly Russian. Немного. Немного. The next word is overall. English. The overall performance of the team was excellent. Russian. В целом. Команда. Показала. Отличный. Результат. Breakdown. В целом. This is a prepositional phrase that means, overall, or, on the whole. It is pronounced, в целом. Команда. Means, team. It is pronounced, команда. Показала. Is the past tense, feminine form of the verb, to show. Показала. Отличный. Is an adjective that means, excellent. It is pronounced, отличный. Результат. Is a noun that means, result. It is pronounced, результат. Translation. Overall, the team showed an excellent result. Variations. В целом. Can also be used to mean, generally, or, in general. The word. Команда. Can also be used in the plural form. Команды. Команды, which means, teams. The verb. Показала. Can be used in the masculine form. Показал. Показал, or in the neutral form. Показала. Показало. Key concepts. Russian grammar uses different forms of verbs and adjectives to agree with the gender of the noun they describe. Prepositional phrases are often used in Russian to express concepts that are conveyed by single words in English. Pronunciation tips. Pay attention to the stress in Russian words. It is often placed on the penultimate syllable, the second to last syllable. Learn the basic vowel sounds in Russian, and how they differ from English vowel sounds. Practice pronouncing the consonant sounds in Russian, which can be different from their English counterparts. The next word is intend. I намереваюсь поехать в отпуск следующей недели. Breakdown. Намереваюсь. Намереваюсь, this is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Намереваться. Намереваться, which means to intend or to plan. Поехать. Поехать, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Ехать. Ехать, which means to go or to travel. This word is in the infinitive form, because it follows the verb. Намереваюсь. Намереваюсь. V, this preposition means, in, or, to, and is used before the word. Отпуск. 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 Отпуск, this word means, vacation, or, leave. Следующий. Следующий, this is the feminine nominative singular form of the adjective. Следующий. Следующий, which means next or following. It is feminine because it modifies. Недели. Недель, which is feminine. Недели. Недель, this is the feminine instrumental singular form of the word. Неделя. Неделя, which means week. The instrumental case is used to show how something is done, or with what something is done. Translation. I intend to go on vacation next week. Key concept. The verb. Намереваться. Намереваться is followed by the infinitive form of the verb. Pronunciation hints. Намереваюсь. Намереваюсь, the stress is on the second syllable. Me. Поехать. Поехать, the stress is on the first syllable. По. Отпуск. Отпуск, the stress is on the second syllable. Пас. Следующий. Следующий, the stress is on the second syllable. Ду. Недели. Недель, the stress is on the second syllable. Д. Word and pronunciation. Intend. Намереваться. Намереваться, vacation. Отпуск. Отпуск. The next word is user. Okay, let's begin. I'm ready to help you with your Russian vocabulary building. I will provide you with a Russian sentence, a breakdown of its grammar and meaning, and some helpful hints for pronunciation. Remember, it is important to practice both reading and speaking aloud to improve your fluency. Let's get started. The next word is respond. Please provide an English word so I can create a Russian sentence for you, along with a breakdown of the grammar, meaning, variations, and translation. I will also include pronunciation hints using the hi markers for easier translation with eSpeak. Smiling face with smiling eyes. The next word is dinner. We will use the word ужин. Ужин, which means dinner in Russian. The sentence will be Эм я ру обе я ру че но я бе и эм уже и эн ве с я эм я ри че а эс о ве ве я че я ра. Мы обычно едим ужин в 7 часов вечера. Мы. Эмма, обикно едим. Ужин. Ужин, висем, часов вечера, вечера. Breakdown. Мы. Эмма, is the pronoun, we, in the nominative case. Обычно. Обикно, is an adverb meaning, usually, or, normally. Едим. Едим, is the verb, To eat, in the present tense, first person plural. Ujin. Ujin is the noun, dinner. V is a preposition meaning, in, or, at. Sim. Sem is the number, 7. Chasov. Chasov is the genitive plural of the noun. Chas. Chas, which means, hour. Vichira. Vichira is the genitive singular of the noun. Vichir. Vichir, meaning, evening. Translation. We usually eat dinner at 7 o'clock in the evening. Key concepts. Nouns in Russian have grammatical cases. For example, the noun. Chas. Chas changes depending on how it is used in the sentence. In this sentence it is in the genitive plural. Chasov. Chasov, to indicate, of hours. Verbs are also conjugated in Russian, meaning they change form depending on the subject and tense. In this case, the verb jest. Jest, meaning to eat, is conjugated in the present tense first person plural as jedim. Jedim. Pronunciation. Ujin. Ujin. Vichira. Vichira. English translation. Dinner, evening. The next word is slow. The Russian word for slow is medlennyy. Pronounced medlennyy. It is an adjective, and it can be used to describe a person, an object, or an action. The ending yerlikratkoye is typical of masculine adjectives in Russian. The ending of the adjective will change based on the gender of the noun it is describing. Here is an example sentence. On chodit ochin medlinna. On chodit ochin medlno. Breakdown. On he chodit. Chodit, walks. Ochin. Ochin, very. Medlinna. Medlenno, slowly. Translation. He walks very slowly. Key concepts. Adjective endings. The ending of adjectives changes depending on the gender of the noun they describe. Word order. In Russian, word order can be more flexible than in English. However, the verb usually comes in the second position in a sentence. Pronunciation hints. Medlinny. Medlenny, the E sound is similar to the E in bed. The N sounds like a soft N, as in the word knee. Ochin. Ochin, the chair sound is similar to the CH in church. Medlinna. Medlenno, the N sounds like a soft N. English to Russian. Slow. Medlinny. Medlenny. The next word is show. The word show can be used in many different ways in Russian. Here is an example. Покажи. Мне, как это работаете. Покажи. Мне, как это работает. Breakdown. Покажи. Покажи. This is the imperative form of the verb, to show. This is the polite form of the verb. You might say this to a friend, an acquaintance, or someone older than you. Мне. Мне. This is the dative form of the pronoun, I. This word is used to indicate that something is being done to, or for the person. Как. Как. This is the word, how. Это. Ито. This is the pronoun, this. Работает. Работает. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb, to work. Translation. Show me how this works. Pronunciation. Покажи. 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 Мне. Ли. Мной. Как. 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 Это. Ито. Это. Работает. 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 Key concepts. Imperative. The imperative mood is used to give commands. Dative case. This case is used to show the indirect object of a verb. Pronouns. Pronouns are words that can be used to replace nouns. Variations. Покажите. Покажите. This is the polite form of the imperative used for one person you want to show respect, or to multiple people. Покажите. Показывать. Показывать. This is the infinitive form of the verb показывать. Показываю. Покажу. This is the present tense first person singular form of the verb покажу. Показываю. Покажу. This is the past tense masculine form of the verb показываю. English/Russian translation and pronunciation. Show. Показать. Показать. To show. Показывать. Показывать. The next word is regular. The word regular can be used in Russian to describe something that is ordinary, normal, or happens on a consistent basis. Here is an example sentence. ОНХОДЕТЕНАЕРАБЕОТЕУ Регулярно. Он. He. Ходит. Goes. На работу. To work. Регулярно. Regularly. English translation. He goes to work regularly. Key concepts. The word. Регулярно. Regularly is an adverb, which modifies the verb. Ходит. Goes. The word. Регулярно. Is pronounced like regулярно. Another word that can be used in this context is обычно. Usually, which is a more common way to say regularly in Russian. Pronunciation guide. Регулярно. Регулярно. Variations. Регулярный. Regular, adjective. Регулярность. Regularity, noun. English translation, regular. Регулярный. Регулярный, regularity. Регулярность. Регулярность. The next word is physical. The word, physical, in Russian is физический. Физический. Here is a sentence using the word. Этот музей посвящен физическим наукам. Breakdown. Этот. Этот. This masculine singular, pronounced like этот. Музей. Музей. Museum, pronounced like музей. Посвящен. Посвящен. Dedicated, devoted to, pronounced like, Paresvayashion. Physическим. Физическим. Physical, pronounced like, Физическим. Наукам. Наукам. Sciences, pronounced like, Наукам. Translation. This museum is dedicated to the physical sciences. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. In this case, музей. Музей. Is masculine, so we use the masculine form of the adjective. Физический. Физический. Case. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. In this sentence, физически is in the dative case, which is used to indicate the indirect object. Pronunciation. Pay attention to the stress in the words, particularly in физически, which is on the third syllable. Variations. физически is the masculine form of the adjective. The feminine form is физическая. The neuter form is физической. The plural form is физические. English. Physical, / stress F small cap I Z small cap I Kel / Russian. Физически. / F I stress Z I Czech small cap I S K I J /